In recent years, time after time, we have repulsed efforts to dictate conditions that have damaged the security of Israel and that do not comply with real peace. This is a comment by Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu ahead of talks with the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The Obama administration has failed when it comes to the so-called Middle East peace process. Not that Israel has helped, but has done practically everything to sabotage it. In this edition of the debate, we'll discuss whether there should be any talks between the U.S. and Israel since Israeli elections are just a few months away. We'll also discuss the growing number of European countries accepting Palestine as a state, including submission by the PA to the U.N. for a two-year deadline to end the Israeli occupation.
Palestinian officials have been holding intense negotiations with representatives from the European Union, in particular France, Britain, and Germany, to reach an agreement over a UN resolution on Palestinian statehood during the past week. The proposal will be discussed at the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Tel Aviv will not accept any timetable to withdraw from occupied lands.
We are facing the possibility of a political offensive, an attempt to force us through a United Nations resolution to withdraw to 1967 borders within a time frame of 2 years, which will bring the radical Islam to the outskirts of Tel Aviv and the heart of Jerusalem, and we will not allow it.
In the past, the United States has consistently used its UN veto power to block moves it deems anti-Israel.
They have to be bringing these before the UN to make the U.S. keep using its veto, because you have the progression, there's momentum now. We've had several countries, the last one I think being Portugal, have voted a resolution for a Palestinian statehood. So this is a game changer. It's not like in the old days where there's a shift in European pressure.
On the other hand, many European countries are frustrated with Israel's continual expansion of settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem Al-Quds. A number of European governments have taken strides on their own to recognize Palestine as an independent state. Sweden formally recognized Palestine in October. Symbolic votes in the main legislatures of Britain, Spain, France, Portugal, and Ireland have followed since. Now, tensions between Palestinians and Israelis are reaching a boiling point. Many believe that if the international community fails to resolve the matter, another intifada will be in the making across the West Bank. Netanyahu's insistence to continue all forms of violations in the occupied territories, as well as vulnerabilities in his cabinet, are making Israel an unreliable ally for other countries.
Israel has always been against international law, against the resolution of the Security Council and the General Assembly. And I think it's time now for the international community to stop treating Israel and dealing with Israel as a country above the laws of man. It's time to bring Israel to accountability and the rule of law.
Given Israel's record to ignore UN resolutions, even if Palestine succeeds to get a UN vote, it is highly unlikely that Tel Aviv will respect the will and the decision of the international community.
Let me introduce our guest for this edition of the debate. We have filmmaker and political commentator Sukan Shandan, who joins us from London. And we were supposed to have investigative journalist Lee Kaplan to join us from San Francisco. And at this point, it appears that he has not arrived. We'll be waiting for him to join the debate. Well, Sukan Shandan, the PA submission at this point to the UN for a two-year deadline and ending the Israeli occupation. It's a good move, I guess, but why 2 years? And doesn't that, in a sense, also give Israel 2 years to do what it wants to do in the occupied territories?
Good evening, brother, and to all the listeners. Well, I think no matter what the PA gives as a time frame for the white colonial settler state to remove all its settlements in the West Bank, it all comes down to an issue of power. Indeed, apart from power, all is illusion, and power is manifest, to quote a Chinese revolutionary, through the barrel of a gun. And those who have the greatest amount of conventional firepower have the diktat across the world. And in the region, the state and the entity which has much more firepower than the rest of the countries in the region put together is still the white colonial settler state of so-called Israel. So really, it does what it does with total impunity, and it serves some very fundamental strategic roles for its senior colleagues in Paris, London, and especially Washington, D.C. Indeed, only a week ago, we saw the white colonial settler state bomb for the sixth or seventh time, was it, in 3 years, the Syrian Arab Republic. And the United Nations itself has issued a declaration, a formal declaration, claiming that the white colonial settler state is in cahoots and in collusion with the death squads in Jalan on the Syrian side, particularly the death squad known as Jabhat al-Nusra. So while the region is burning to the ground, particularly in Libya and Syria, it's impacting on Jordan, particularly in Lebanon, in Iraq, obviously, and the turmoil in Egypt, how can we expect the Palestinian National Liberation Cause, which is an absolute just cause of entire world humanity, to see any move forward? No, actually, what's going on with some of the Western so-called states in recognizing the Palestinian state is nothing but a co-option of the Palestinian struggle into the hands of neocolonialism, because the neocolonialists in alliance with Tel Aviv are looking for a total final solution to their Palestinian the Palestinian problem as they see it. So they'll be looking to neutralize the West Bank, perhaps to hand it over to the monarchy in Jordan. They're already collaborating, that's Tel Aviv is already collaborating with the death squads throughout the region, and that's proven even by the United Nations statement itself. So really, we're in some very choppy and very kind of dangerous territory at the moment for the Palestinian cause. Nevertheless, the Palestinian revolution continues on course. Nevertheless, the Palestinian revolution has militant allies in Lebanese Hezbollah, in the Syrian Arab Republic, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, and it has other strategic capacity building support from some or few of the Arab states left who are giving it support. So really, the utmost vigilance is necessary for those involved in and supporting the just war of national liberation for Palestine.
Well, you mentioned the fact that Israel is neutralizing the West Bank to hand it over to Jordan. I take it that to mean that you're saying that the Palestinians, that Israel is trying to push the Palestinians onto Jordanian territory?
Well, the Palestinian population of West Bank remain in a powder keg situation. We already have the militant enclave, the resistance enclave of Gaza, which freed itself from all colonial settlements in the resistance led by the Mujahid factions, particularly the armed wings of Islamic Jihad, Hamas, Fatah as well, it has to be said, and also PFLP, DFLP, and some other factions. West Bank is there, ready to explode. And it's interesting that with all the settlement activity, all the injustices, all the murder, particularly of the latest Shaheed, the Palestinian minister for the apartheid wall and settlements, who was killed just a few days ago. With all of these things, we still haven't seen an absolute open explosion of resistance like we did in the first and then the second or Al-Aqsa Intifada from the autumn of 2000. This is what actually the neocolonialists fear like anything, because they want to internalize a neocolonialism in conflict in the region. That's why the Arab sting targeted all the strategic enemies, open strategic enemies, and the kind of lesser strategic enemies of Tel Aviv and also London, Paris, and Washington, and has not touched at all negatively the strategic alliances of Tel Aviv and London, Paris, Washington, being particularly the monarchies throughout the region and specifically the Gulf cooperation countries as well. So yes, the West Bank is a problem for the neocolonialists that needs to be neutralized, and all indicators are that there's a twin track strategy here. increase the white colonial settler settlement activity there. So really, even a two-state solution is wiped out historically. How can you have a two-state solution, so-called, when the West Bank, the majority of what's left as the rump potential Palestinian state, is left as just a pepper spray Palestinian population surrounded by these white colonial settler military enclaves, otherwise known as settlements as well?
Very well. I'd like to break that apart, some of your statements there, but first let's take a listen to some of the viewer comments, Sukhan Shandana, and we'll come back to the subject at hand here. Let's take a quick time out and listen to them.